Computer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, and I'm an automaton in training.
My name is Matthew, and I forgot to pre-order the iPad.
It's only how you know, it's only your job.
Did you see my tweet, by the way, where I was like, I was like, oh, does anyone want to buy my old iPad? And then I was like, no reason. And and then like a few minutes later, I was like, oh, I'm going Mac only. Look out for all my Automator videos. And I got at least two replies that were like, oh, really? Wow. Like, dang, I like shortcuts, but that's cool. And I was like, no.
Learning JavaScript. I can't believe that this happened. If you are somehow far in the future, yesterday Apple held an event at the Brooklyn Academy of Arts, Brooklyn Music Academy. It was a fancy school in Brooklyn, and they announced a MacBook Air, a Mac Mini. Oh my God, yes! And two new iPad Pros, as expected. And you were very excited about this, and you didn't available next week. What?
Well, that's part of the problem is that I also just bought a MacBook Pro to make videos. And I was, when I tweeted right before the event, also, I was like, if they have Final Cut, I will return this right now. And as we record it, I still haven't decided what I should do that. Because then I'm like, I'm trying to sell my iMac, but then I don't know if that's, you were telling me I'm going to have a bad time if I do that, which scared me a little bit, but I don't know why.
Well, I made the assumption for some reason that you had a 13-inch MacBook Pro with like an escape key. But then I realized that that's the poor little boy who got stolen. But you should be fine with a 15-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah, but I'm so close to being able to use it all for like the iPad for everything except for video. And I did test some Ferrite editing the other day, which was pretty interesting. What's going on there?
Well, let's just talk about what you are excited about in these new iPads. How about that? What's making you happy about this, Matthew? We also got iOS 12.1, which added some shortcut stuff that I didn't even know I wanted, which is great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what has you jazzed about these fancy new slabs of glass?
I mean, so that was what was kind of interesting and maybe why I didn't immediately buy it was I had a moment of actual self-reflection for once in between hearing it being announced and buying it right away because they also didn't have any of that like pre-order wait period. It was just like, go now. And it's, of course, I'm like, yes, totally, I'll do that. But I was actually like, wait, if there isn't that much different, like, do I need this? Even though it is that much different, like physically, like the software didn't change that much. And I do need a specific thing for that purpose. But then it's also like I'm making videos and that YouTube algorithm, dang you. But I can do if it's like new iPad with shortcuts. I don't know. We'll see there.
No, that's totally true. Well, you could be like new iPad, and you could just make clickbait and be like new iPad and then all lowercase stickers and just put a nice little sticker in the corner and it'll be fine.
Perfect. No one will catch on except for in the first 10 seconds.
I mean, everybody, well, that you got to bury the lead. Just like it's like major breakup. What really happened? And they go into a 10-minute long story. I didn't know this was a genre, but there's a genre of YouTube that's just YouTube storytellers. And 20 minutes in, they're like, and we broke up because we were moving across the country. And we just decided it was too hard, but we're still friends. And then it's like, all right, you got me.
I've got to make a video that's why I'm breaking up with Siri. And then I'm making like a crying face on the front of it. And
just that is literally no what you need whatsoever. To do. Yes, that is literally what you need to do. I, as a professional YouTuber who once made 5 cents off a video, this was a long time ago, I know all of this. You should definitely
all
take
of the
my advice. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's this USB-C dongle called? I guess it could be adapter. Why did we go with dongle instead of adapter?
Because we're all immature.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
Well, so, I mean, I guess the other thing that is super interesting about the iPad is the 12.9 seems so much smaller now. And I originally had the I think I called it the big boy to you in our text.
Oh, he's definitely the big boy.
But then it was like, after a year of that, I was like, I kind of want an iPad again, not just like the iPad Pro giant machine thing. And then now I've been doing the 10.5 since then. It's like, should I go back? Like, I think they set it up nicely for that cycle, actually, where it's like, get the first one, then you had to wait for the new one. But
well, I think it's super interesting that you said, well, nothing, or at least in your moment of self-reflection, you said nothing changed that much. But this is the biggest change we've had in 3 years.
So,
if for some reason you have, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen the new iPads, there's no home button. There's no headphone jack. They have like 90 degree beautiful cornered edges. There is an actually decent camera. And
camera prediction didn't come true, so that's why I'm all disappointed. I even when I re-listened to it, I was like, okay, the way I made that point didn't sound as good as it was in my head, where I didn't like want to shoot my videos with the iPad because I'm gonna be using the iPad in my videos. But I still think it's like, when you're paying $2,000 for a tablet with a camera on it, like, give me the good camera at least or something. But the pricing is an interesting point. Like, I saw Steve Strezza saying on Twitter, he's like, has Apple like priced people out? Because buying an iPad and a computer is like, I mean, that's like probably the main difference, is that it's like up to $5,000 on Apple hardware just to do my stuff. And if I don't sell the iPad, I can't really justify buying a new one right now. And that's like, I totally want it. It looks sweet. I have no problems with it itself, but it's very expensive.
If you are interested in sponsoring the show, Alex at CarsAgainstHumanity.com, Matthew at CasinelliConsulting.com. I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually right.
Yeah, good. It took me only 6 months. I am fine with the price. Only because you can argue like inflation, and you've put the operation guys in charge who want the bottom line. But really, in the history of Apple, this has kind of been, there has been an ebb and a flow of, oh my God, this is so expensive. And then, oh my God, this is so cheap and accessible.
Yeah,
and
that's even what just I was going to say. The smaller iPad is so cheap now, and it works with the pencil. So like, if you really just want a tablet, that's still totally affordable.
And if we'll get to whether or not it's a pro machine, but if you're touting something as a professional machine that people get work done on, I don't think it's unreasonable. People were also mad. I know we don't typically talk about hardware, but people were mad that everything was more expensive. But I maintain that it is an ebb and flow situation. It sucks. I don't think anybody is being priced out. It's not as if, maybe the Mac Mini.
I mean, the high-end MacBooks right now, well, that's what's so interesting. I'm at like the worst time to try to change computers, specifically because I'm editing video also, and then everything is like extra expensive. And to get a comparable power to the current iMac that I have is like a fully spec'd machine. Like, I have a Fusion drive, and so I think that's the one downside, but you can plug in a hard drive still, so it's kind of like, yeah, to buy my MacBook isn't even technically as like spec'd out as the iMac, but I think it has 6 cores, and so for video, that does make a difference, but
I considered a Mac Mini real hard, because we were talking about this earlier. I haven't had a desktop computer since I was 12 years old, and it was the Snow White iMac, and then it was a PowerBook, and we can go over all of that nostalgia at another point. But I am very interested in the idea of, yes, this is where everything lives in a permanent spot, and but with the caveat of, okay, I can take this little, this adorable little booger of a crazy, crazy powerful machine and just bring it somewhere else. Because if I'm honest with myself, when I am traveling with my laptop, I'm bringing it because it is going to go into another docking station. It is going to be connected to another, not in every single case, but usually it's for really high production. And when I don't need to do that, I just bring an iPad. And maybe I could bring only my iPad, but...
You're right, it's impossible for you to get any sort of headphone connector into the iPad. And it's not just a minor inconvenience.
Should we talk briefly about the headphone jack situation?
We could just tease it out.
Okay. Okay. I had no problem with the iPhone being the headphone jack being taken away from the iPhone. I was like, okay, it's time, space, whatever. Apple hates holes. Okay, and the AirPods were released at the same time as the iPhone 7 that did not have a headphone jack, and it showed how there was a reason for it. There's no reason to get rid of the headphone jack on the iPad. And let's say, okay, we just want to get rid of it. It's the way of the future, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing right now that has the lack of latency to actually edit audio and video, except for AirPods. And even that, a lot of professionals will argue that that's not true. But AirPods... Also, the sound quality just isn't there. It sounds amazing for music. It sounds amazing for earbuds, but they're not professional headphones by any means. And there are some really, really good headphones that are Bluetooth headphones. Oh my God, I'm so angry. There are some really good Bluetooth headphones that have great sound quality, but they have latency, so you can't edit with them. And you're going to say, sure, there's a dongle for it, but okay, so I'm going to need to also plug it in if I'm going to be editing on my laptop on my iPad for hours and hours at a time. So I need a dongle for multiple USB-C ports so that I can plug in a dongle for my headphones, because there aren't any good USB-C headphones. I have tried. And then maybe also one for maybe external power. It was kind of teased that that might be possible. We'll see. And then another one so that I can dock it, because they showed on stage multiple times.
So you have to do that every time?
they showed a person. Well, no, they showed a person at an editing bay. And no, I would not do this every time with my iPad. I would not. Like, that obviously is not the main use for it. But if it's a professional machine sitting there at an editing bay, like, that is where the money happens. Yes, that is the professional use case of it. And right now, we just aren't there. If they had announced, like, hey, by the way, we also have these cool proprietary professional headphones.
Yeah, woo, that's true.
Yay.
For sure.
I honestly would have been like, okay, I will swallow this pill. Fine, bring it on. And, like, they're like, oh, hey, and this new Bluetooth band, the next generation. They're not even doing that. It's ridiculous. And I'm not arguing that the iPad Pro is not a professional machine, but it is not in any way a professional machine for me, which would be fine. Like, also, a Microsoft Surface or whatever isn't the machine for me. It's not like, oh my God, I need everything needs to be nice for Alex. But they show it on stage as if this is what I should be using. And now I'm also wondering, okay, so that woman, she's editing, and she's editing on her iPad, and all of her footage is on the 4K display in front of her, but she doesn't have headphones, so is she just playing it through the iPad speakers? And the iPad speakers are great. They're great. They're in stereo. They're lovely, but they're not good enough to edit on. They're just not. So will the USB-C dongle also maybe allow for speakers? Like... Oh boy. Anyway, Those are my feelings.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you really feel about it?
This is like the third podcast in which I've broken out into a sweat out of anger.
So I was taking notes as you were talking. And so I think it's interesting because I think the rounded edges are probably part of why they took out the headphone jack. And I've seen a lot of people saying there's no reason, but maybe they just didn't say that. Like, if they had said that, that might have helped because it is right in the corner where the screen isn't on the current iPads. And now there's screen going up to the edge there. So, like, hardware-wise, I think there is a reason at least. I don't know if you think that's fair or not. Should I give you a chance to respond or should I just rant back at you?
Okay. I'm trying to think of another, like, edge to edge. Sure, that might be a reason, but still, let's yeah. say it is technologically impossible. Again, amazing for illustration, amazing even for doing for writing and for scripting. But that's who else? Not audio and not AV professionals, well, not coders. Architects, sure, but it is a pro machine for a very narrow use case.
So that's a different argument than they shouldn't have removed the headphone jack. And so
my argument.
Yeah,
my argument is they should not be selling this as a pro machine for editors and for creating videos, especially. For this, I accept. Way the future.
Was the person editing times. Audio? Because I just that's actually just a question. I don't know.
I thought
she was drawing.
No. It was definitely iMovie, which we could also get into because iMovie, not exactly a professional program, but okay. I can't say this enough. I accept that the headphone jack is going away. Honestly, I'm surprised that the headphone jack is still on the MacBook Air. But
yeah. Well, they have space.
For a professional machine.
So, okay. My other points, I guess. I think it's totally fair that there's not a good pair of headphones yet. And that I think this is like the last straw to drop or whatever that analogy is supposed to be. Where like... they put it on the computers and then they like took time and then now it's on the iPads and it seems like they're probably going to do it on the phones next year. And so I think it's kind of like now it's on the manufacturers, I think, in some ways. Like it's fair to say they could just leave the old audio standard in there. But I think there's, like you said, you can send audio through USB-C. And then the other thing you were saying is you have to plug it in. And so if you are plugged in that monitor, I'm pretty sure it'll charge it. Like the computer will charge and send audio and video. And that's why they switched to USB-C originally and Lightning even, because it could just deliver more data through one standard as opposed to right now, I'd have to have it one plug on the right side and then one plug on the left side. So it is like a weird... maybe inelegant, but that's probably not the reason. Fair. So they do have an adapter that, like, my girlfriend uses a pair of headphones that she likes that aren't any Apple things, and she's had an adapter on her cord and uses it every single day. Like, I get that I don't think the price, also, it's like the cheapest thing they sell. So,
yeah,
like, most people, it's like, if you can afford this, you can afford the adapter. Like, sorry, that is. Kind of just a reality of that,
which is it was fine for the phone. Nobody there are always edge cases, and as soon as I heard USB-C, my made a weird noise that was like really, it's true, it's happening. And next year, if the iPhone has USB-C on it, oh my god, game over. It's a perfect world.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, if even you have the dongles and the adapter, right now the USB-C standard sucks butt so hard. And I think you're right. It's on the manufacturers. We're going to get there. but right now it's so bad. It's just so bad. And how do you not?
What, just like the part about USB-C versus Thunderbolt 3? Like, is that what you're referring to? That is being...
It's confusing. I feel like it's confusing even to the people who sell it. They don't know how to market, like, okay, this is Thunderbolt. This is USB-C. Like, they just, it's very hard. It's hard for me to explain. And I know which ports on my laptop are, even though I need to mark them with gaff tape, which are the ones that are good to plug in an adapter to and which are just the good chargey ones. I am surprised how much the headphone thing got to me, but
yeah, I mean, you were
I am not at Mark Bramhill level of anchor who makes the lovely Welcome to Macintosh podcast, but I want to embrace Apple's weird stupid future, but it's at the point where it's like, okay, I'm not going to use Ferrite. I just can't use Ferrite anymore without the without it feeling like I'm forcing something that isn't supposed to work. The only other time I've felt that is when using the, you know, G Suite on iOS. But honestly, like, it's a Google product, and we all know it's a Google product. It's gonna be like meh.
I'm not looking forward to compatibility mode. Do you know about that?
No, what's that?
I think because the new 11-inch isn't the same aspect ratio as before.
Right.
And so
they'll
have, like, inset black bars, and people are just already predicting. They're like, yep, Google's going to take their time with that, and that's going to suck. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to have to deal with it.
The thing with that, though, is we accept third party. Apple could make it easier or harder, but, you know, it's Apple. But it's their own products. They're showing their own software being used, and the whole DJ thing. Really? Really? They had it on display. An iPad Pro just being used to DJ. And I'm like, oh my God. Not just in the keynote, but in the hands-on area where everyone was playing with the stuff. And it's weird. I need to somehow justify getting a new iPad. I need to keep doing this show and do more shortcuts.
You
so
like
it's
reversed
essential.
Yourself back into where I started on the show of like it is like, I mean, so I think the adapter situation, I think that's sort of ideally it's a temporary place. Like I was thinking it's the medium place. We're not in the good place yet, and we were in the bad place, but we'll get there one day. Because I do think, I mean, so I totally, it's interesting because having the MacBook Pro sort of highlighted a different problem. You were talking about how you need a charge while you're editing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've noticed my iPad battery life like almost ever. I mean, so I do work from home and I can charge it when I need to, but at the same time, I like immediately noticed that my MacBook Pro was always dead when I needed to be using it. But that's almost never been the case with my iPad, and especially with USB-C charging, which I think maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, I didn't actually, I wish I'd looked this up, but like, I wonder if it's even faster now. That'd be nice because...
Interesting.
It's
still
green,
might be.
And that's the same with the phones. So you can like charge up pretty quick if you are out of battery while you're trying to edit. So hopefully, and then the other thing is like, if you are connected to the monitor, that at least the LG one has three other slots in the back. So you could plug your USB-C headphones into that, which also sounds, now that I say it, it's like,
I wonder, though, actually, if it would work, if the little dongle, the USB to 3.5 millimeter would work on an LG. Well, I'll get, you know what, I'm going to order that, and we'll find out.
The monitor?
Then at least,
you're going to order?
No. I have the LG display for my
I was going to say, this is an expensive test, but...
This is a very expensive experiment. and a bunch of my friends are getting them. So I really want to test out the limits of, okay, how much can I push this to do what I want it to do? And there are some really good video editing programs. Yeah. LumaFusion is pretty bonkers in the what it can do.
Okay, you can't still import audio from an audio device into LumaFusion, can you? Because I keep opening it up, trying to edit, and then being like, oh, and then closing it, because if I can't do that, like, I just use an external recorder, and so if I can't get that audio onto the device without using a MacBook Pro, like, that doesn't work for me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You want to record directly into LumaFusion.
No, not at all. I don't want, because I'm using the iPad while I'm filming, and so I have, like, my Zoom, and then I have my camera, and I want to film both and then import from the SD card, but you can't import audio still.
Wait. Yep. Yeah, no, yeah, imported? Wait. No, I swear to God I've done this. Import media, and then you just go to Dropbox or wherever you want it.
So how do I get it into Dropbox? From my SD card. That's what I mean. That step is still missing. And so I was really hoping that right before this episode we'd get like 12.2 beta 1 or something like that, and then I'd be able it would, because if that's what I'm thinking is, totally making this up, but if they launch that next Wednesday with the new iPad and you have a developer account, then you, like, something like that would make sense to me, because you're right, like, right now I can't do video and I can't do audio, like, and that is, like, why I didn't order one, because I have to use a computer right now in order to, and, like, even the 1 terabyte stuff is, I'm like, why do I need that much space right now? Like, I already bought the 500 gigs, like, of both my iPad and my phone, and, like, that's pushing it with what I need. And if I could edit video, like, 100%, because each of my videos, Final Cut is, like, taking 30 gigs of footage, and then it's like, here, I'll re-render this as 180 gigabytes of footage. And I'm like, what the heck? like, the 20-minute best shortcuts video that I made so far is, okay, the best shortcuts that I've made. I'm not saying it's the best video, but that's the title.
I will say it is the best video on YouTube. I'll back that. Okay. Hit that bell. Yep.
But that one, I think because every single one I zoomed in or like added some color grading, and it expanded to 900 gigabytes of footage of high quality renders. And it's like, that explains why you need that much space. I totally never understood it at all before, even taking photos. Like, high-quality photos still take up a lot of space. I can film, like, a 10-minute video, and it will blow that away immediately.
And people, even photographers or rather not photographers, but designers, those Photoshop files get real, real big, real fast.
Photoshop is going to be impressive.
That is.
I mean, I totally noticed that she was, like, holding the iPad and then tapping in the corner for those little menus. And I was like, this looks super awkward. Like, I don't know how, like, just holding it in the air and trying to use that is like, okay, that's not realistic.
Which is fine. I mean, people are going to like do little hacks and adjustments just the same way people have to do it on Macs. If you need like an ergonomic keyboard or stuff like that. I don't want Apple to make every perfect accessory and every little thing available.
Did you get the Folio?
I didn't order anything.
Wait.
But I'm
you didn't
very...
order the iPad?
No, I did and then I well, I did and then oh. I canceled it.
You've totally been like giving me crap for not ordering it the whole time and then you made it sound like you did.
Well, but it's not my only job. Like, that's
you were totally like, I swear to God, yesterday you were like, and this whole time you've given me the impression that you ordered it.
Oh, no. I did. I totally did. And then got just angrier and then canceled it. And honestly, though, now I'm kind of leaning towards.
I mean, yeah. So the pencil looks amazing.
Towards the 12-inch or what is
really?
It? 13-inch? Yeah. That's a big, big boy in a smaller footprint. And I don't know.
I miss like full-size iPad apps. Like, that's nice. And actually being able to hold that one, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go for that because, and it's, I do have the smaller one right now. And mostly I want that to have the portability. And I think that's what's, it's like, I totally get if people don't upgrade because it is, it's kind of like the Apple Watch in many ways where it's a nicer form factor, but it is a whole nother level up, and at least now even the 10.5 is cheaper. And so that's, until a few days ago, was the best iPad you could get. And now it's actually like fairly affordable. So it's kind of they're expanding the line, which is good because there's the whole huge top range and then the whole bottom range also. It's like all mm-hmm. of their product lines are huge now.
And the iPad mini got a little mention on stage, and I thought,
did they update it? Did I just miss that?
They didn't update it. They didn't do anything. They were just like, man, we love our whole iPad line. And they could have just said, our consumer iPads as well as our pro iPads. And that's kind of what they do. They used to do that with the Mac Mini and the Mac Pro. Mm-hmm. Be like, we love iMacs and our MacBooks, but not mention the other, the other poor dusty guys they sold. So now there are rumors that there might be a new iPad Mini, and I've been trying not to get all riled up about or excited about rumors, because I'm so excited about software right now. I'm so excited about shortcuts and what I'm so excited. Tim's just so excited to see what we're gonna do with it next.
He was pumped. There's a whole story that he was just so excited.
It was honestly so adorable. And that moment where he hugged Lana Del Rey and she's like, I'm so nervous. And he's like, no, I'm nervous. Ho, ho. And it
was that was perfect. Oh, Timmy.
I love Uncle Timmy. He's so great. Oh.
I mean, you did throw him under the bus earlier in the episode, calling him the operations guy.
That's not throwing. He is an operations guy.
I mean, yeah.
He's like a relative that you love unconditionally, but it just does some things sometimes that you're like, but fine, as long as you vote Democrat. That's sort of how I feel about Tim Cook. I did also think it was funny that Johnny Ive did not appear, or rather his voice did not appear in any of the fancy videos.
I think that's what was fascinating about. I heard somebody saying that. I think that maybe that was Mark's tweet about like Johnny Ive's egomania or something. And I was like, he's literally not even present anymore, and he's like the furthest removed he's ever been, and that he was marking that as a sign of like Johnny's attitude or something. And I thought that was like, I was like, man, he's like not putting his face or his voice in them. Like, my girlfriend was watching while Schiller was giving his little speech, and she was like, that one specific line sounded very Johnny, mm-hmm. but hearing it from Phil was like, wait, what? Like,
right. So like, their copywriters need to adjust.
Like, aluminum. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
We were all waiting for it, and no one got it. Mm-hmm. But I also saw, like, Casey Neistat was saying, he was like, I can hear that Phil is excited about it. Like, and he really appreciated that because Phil always is like, mm-hmm. and he wasn't even on stage doing that. So it's like, he does like get enthusiastic because he's like nerding out on all those stats.
Have I ever told you about my, I'm just getting flustered thinking about it. My Phil Schiller story.
No.
I saw Phil Schiller in a strange little like hot dog takeout place in San Jose the first year, and he was just there just talking to somebody, and he wasn't even eating anything, and he was behind me in line, and it was very upsetting. I don't like being around people who are that wealthy. I can smell the wealth
the money.
PR prowess, his voice was just as soothing and pleasant in real life, but we did not, I did not have an interaction.
You were just listening.
I was just like, oh God, I need to leave this place. I need to leave this place right now. That was kind of, all right, you can cut this from the show. But I just need to tell the story to you. I don't know if other people listen. But at Comic-Con, you see, like, real-life celebrities. And it's very weird and very upsetting. San Diego Comic-Con. And even the further out you go, you just can't escape celebrities, which sounds like such a weird thing to say, but it's clear that they don't want to be around you and you don't want to be around them. It's kind of like the jocks and the nerds. Like, even if everybody is civil, you just don't want to be around each other. And we went to this sushi place and I had to sit, and you know how restaurants sometimes they have tables just like very close to one another, not like uncomfortably close, but it is uncomfortably close when it's Conan O'Brien sitting next to you and just not – it's not that it was lanky. It was that I was like, oh, my God, what are – ah, no, no, this is so bad. And I've never wanted to throw up so much as I was putting food into my mouth. So, yeah, don't go to Comic-Con. Comic-Con's terrible. So iPads.
Wait, did I ever tell you my Phil Schiller story? I think I might have already said it on the podcast. If so, we can cut it. I don't know how we can look that up. We'll search the database that doesn't exist. But when it was like the first year after Workflow got acquired and I was at Apple and helping like in the background of WWDC, I did like the podcast studio. And then I like stayed late and was skating around on my boosted board. And then I like saw him. And then I think I was even wearing my Workflow shirt. So this was bad because I was just like, I'm an idiot. And I said like, oh, like Phil. And then he was like, oh, and then I was like, what do I say? Like, I didn't think of anything beforehand. And then I think I said, thanks for buying Workflow. And then, or like that I was on the Workflow team, but then I said, thanks for buying Workflow. And then I was like, he didn't buy it. Like, it's why thanks? I don't know. It was so dumb.
That's so cute.
He was like, it's a cool part of the iPad story. And then I was like, well, wait, it's great iPhone stuff too. And that's that, like, that interaction is what gave me the impression that they would do something today with it, or yesterday with
Holy
it
crap,
for the event.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
that's
because
a
it's
very
like,
good story.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No. He wasn't like off the record.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure on stage they also have said like Shortcuts is a new innovation for iOS and the iPad. Because really, I was about to say, really, Shortcuts isn't as useful on the iPhone, but that is not true at all. My iPhone is my main computer
for
still.
Sure. And I mean, it's the best for building Shortcuts. The phone is the best for running Shortcuts, I'd say. Just because you have it on you, it's connected to the Apple Watch, AirPods, and HomePod even.
I am excited, actually, to organize my Shortcuts on my iPad. I only have like 50, not, you know, what are you at, 962?
Okay, let me check. I'm going to post like all of the ones that I've shared so far, because I have already shared like 75 Shortcuts since it's come out. And that it's like, it is... It's not, okay, I don't want to say it's easy to build them, but it's easy to end up accidentally having a ton when you're trying to make videos about it. Okay, hold on.
Oh my God, I just had a great idea. Is there a way that you can make a shortcut that counts your shortcuts and then updates some sort of widget or website, and we can have, like, how many shortcuts does Matthew Cassinelli have?
Yeah, totally. I mean, so this is where it's like I always get to the point where I can do tons with shortcuts, but I don't know web development or things like that. So if anyone wants to help, that would be awesome, because I do want to, like, publish stuff like that easier, and I just haven't set up the right process for it, because... I totally would do that. I like want to share like every new workflow that I built just like on a website so that you can just get it. And like everybody's like, oh, can you just send me all 900 of your shortcuts? And I'm like, no, it's,
well, no, first,
I mean, they can't,
can't.
They don't have like, you can't just get all your shortcuts and get links for all of them immediately. So I would, but it would even just making all those requests would probably take a minute, but I did I did originally export when sync was broken and everything. I exported all of my shortcuts as .shortcuts files, put them in files, and then went through and tapped on all of them to add them again, because they didn't actually make it through the sync process, and I like lost all of my shortcuts at one point. And so, thankfully, I can use shortcuts to back up my shortcuts. It's getting very
I didn't even know that was I didn't even know that was possible? That's so. So is the extension dot shortcuts? It's just what it.
I think it's dot shortcut, but yeah, there used to be dot WFLO for workflows. But if you just
don't know how,
share a shortcut and then save as file, you can. And actually, I need to do this a lot more myself because the problem with having 1,024 shortcuts is that I don't actually need those. Like, a lot of them I've built for people or I imported people's, and then I just forgot to delete it. And so I might actually spend time, since I put out 2 videos, I'm like, I'm going to take a slight hold while I make my next video and keep the pace going, but also, like, getting organized and building out my fancy Airtable with all of my shortcuts that I'm trying to do is, like, on my to-do list. And that really is what will enable me to, like, generate more ideas, more, like, unique ideas that are connected through to each other and stuff like that. So, and I'm going to do it all using shortcuts. So, it's so meta. It's terrible to explain it.
Wait, so can you rename shortcuts or assign a naming scheme to your shortcuts via shortcuts? Like, can you save, or can you save those files on a Mac and you can use, like, Hazel or something to change the file names?
Yeah,
or will that break
you can,
it?
No, you, as long as it has .shortcut, it should work.
Hey everyone, how's it going? Matthew here.
Whoa, did I just come through?
Nope, that was me, sorry. Okay. well, it was you, but it was you on my iPad because I wanted to reference a video, but it started playing. I'm a professional.
That happens to me. Okay, I see that happens to me every time because I'm constantly going back to my videos to, like, answer comments or, grab something from the description. And so it's, like, each of them is 3 seconds into it, and it's, like, hey, like, all the time. But.
I do want to highlight your 2 videos that you've published since the last time we recorded, which are Build Your Own Siri Shortcuts, What's My Day Like, and Shortcuts 2.1 Updated. And I wasn't – it's not that I wasn't expecting to like the What's My Day Like, or rather I didn't realize how much I was going to get – out of What's My Day Like in terms of sort of, inspiration and utility. I've never heard you say it's great to start a shortcut with the final result and build back up from there.
I said that in my first one, but you were probably, it's the audio was probably killing you.
Oh, that is probably, that's
totally
possible.
teachy advice from, like, his iMore article, like, 4 years ago that is still,
that's
like,
brilliant.
Probably one of the better references for getting started with shortcuts still, or at least building workflow type shortcuts, not necessarily all the Siri stuff, but it is, it's like, because when you go from start to, it's like, okay, I just need to get from start to finish, like, take that shortcut. Oh God, I really hated that pun that I just made and couldn't even say the whole thing. But I mean, that's what's interesting is the end result of that shortcut might not be as useful. Like, you don't necessarily need to have all of that information, but it is the watching me build it and even the way I did it of, so it was unscripted, so it was a little rough in points, but, like, I built it and then was like, okay, this didn't work, like, how do I change it now to make it what I actually want? And that's, I think, where a lot of people get stuck, because you're like, I can get something, but it looks ridiculous, and how do I filter that down into what I need?
I enjoyed the unscripted parts a lot, especially, like you just mentioned, oh, that's not working, so I'm going to do this. And I always like seeing people mess up, not mess up, but problem solve in real time. I like seeing how the sausage gets made. I don't like the word sausage, but I'm going to, the coffee gets made. We're going to do that now. it's just,
how you roast the beans.
I don't know.
Oh, that sounded suggestive too. God damn it. In my head, I was like, this will work. No. Okay.
As I watch Matthew roast his beans on YouTube. Oh, man. I just really, really like that video. And it does get into complex stuff. But if for some reason you're one of the ding-a-lings listening to the show and you haven't watched these videos, it might be a good place to start if you're really like, I don't want to watch the intro. Me. Even though you should start at the beginning. But it's just, whenever someone is like, how how should I actually use shortcuts? How is it useful? And they know about all the crazy Vitici stuff, and they're like, well, I'm not running a website. What should I do? And it's like, ah, this is exactly it. And the small things, like my laundry timers that I talked about last week that I now need to completely change. Or I don't have to, but do you want to say why I am changing my laundry timers, which you talked about in your What's New in Shortcuts 2.1 video?
Yes, Alex, I would.
Transitions, because I have to leave soon.
I mean, the big thing they added were new actions, so weather actions, clock actions, so that's timer and alarms, so that sounds like what you'll be using instead, because you actually want the timer. And mm-hmm, I actually mm-hmm. did throw in the little dig of like, well, yeah, but you can only set one timer. Like, you can't set four.
Yeah.
Then again, you can set a bunch of different alarms and have them all chained together. And so I was trying to, like, that's one thing that I might try later this week is, like, I don't have to get to work at a certain time. And so it's really when I start working and then I want to set, like, work for 2 hours, take a break for 15 minutes, work for another hour, take lunch, like... You can schedule mm-hmm, your mm-hmm. day based off of when you start, not just the time of day or something like that. And then all the measurement stuff is like Dr. Drang Central of all the acceleration, angle, concentration, mass, like tons of different, like that, again, you it was,
oh, yeah.
I was thinking
I tuned
of
that. Out. The, not going to lie.
Well, like, okay, I cut that part that, where I actually... And you were like, please don't read out all of the details of the weather. And I was like, yeah, okay,
oh,
fair.
That, but the measurements, I'm like, oh, a parsec's a real thing. Learn something.
Yeah, it's not just Star Wars. But, I mean, I went through and, like, there's 177 different just unique things that you could do. And then that's mm-hmm. not even considering combining them. And so it's interesting, like, in some ways, I mean, maybe it's not there yet because they need organization and making it easier for people mm-hmm. to understand. But like shortcuts probably will be part of the pro story of the iPad going forward. I just wish they had said it already because.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought it definitely was a little odd to not even mention it when that's like a brand new thing.
I thought about that too, but no first party software was mentioned.
Yeah,
as soon as they said, and now we're going to bring up some developers who made cool apps, I was like, oh, we are not seeing Final Cut or Logic.
Yeah, that was like, come on. I'm still going to, I might try iMovie a little bit. It's like, I am using a lot of Final Cut features, but I think I don't know, it's hard. Like, I need to do some color grading on most of it. Audio, like, it's complex enough, but
LumaFusion,
give it a test just because it's there. But the external audio thing is still the problem there. Yeah, it's maybe it's still with Final Cut too.
Oh yeah, that would be the same thing.
Ooh, that was gross.
oh boy, it's like braces.
Oh yeah, so the other action is get last import, and that's where I was like,
that's very cool.
That would have been a perfect story with the USB-C of like you can use the Shortcuts app to open all of, and I guess even they. I read in a Verge article that the Apple representative told him to use what's pretty much the shortcut that I built, which is like, not that I have no impression that they watch my video or something like that, but it was like, get last import, open in Lightroom, and then delete those photos.
There are definitely, one, people who work at Apple listening right now, two, probably even more, who watch your videos. Just by, half of the country is employed by Apple.
The representative that told them on the day of, like, I didn't even release my video until 7, so that's physically impossible. But it was, like, that exact same idea. It's like, chances are, it's like, I'm glad I thought of it in time, I guess, because I was like, oh yeah, get last import, that's in there, and that actually makes a big difference with the open in action because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if they just killed it or something, but open in doesn't seem like it's really part of iOS that much anymore. Maybe because they're trying to use like open in place with the Files app. But
I think so. Yeah.
But now it's actually really useful with shortcuts because you can do stuff like that where it wouldn't really be possible otherwise, or maybe you could drag and drop, but that's not, we're talking about shortcuts here, not using our hands like PN. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I still, even drag and drop is like, you can drag and drop into the top of shortcuts. Like, probably most people still don't even know that because, I mean, I don't even really use it that much, but I'm interested with that whole folio for the iPad if that angle will make it a little bit easier to, like, not just type on your iPad, but type and use the touch stuff a good amount.
Well,
I didn't even think about that. That actually probably will have a huge difference, even though it's subtle. It's like being able to tap, like, I mean, you sent me a video of you holding it by the keyboard and then the iPad flying off the top. And, like, if you do tap the top left corner of an iPad, it'll, like, rock back and forth. So maybe all those stronger magnets and everything like that will make a big difference.
Which is
Dang it,
why
now I'm getting excited. We're going back and forth.
What do you think I just did?
Oh my god, you've ordered one.
I did, and the folio
when's
and
it
the
delayed,
pencil.
Though?
November 6th should be delivered.
Oh really?
It's
not even. I thought it was the 7th.
Oh sorry.
Oh maybe that was just
election day. Pretend that get as excited about voting as you are about the iPad.
See mine. If I tried to order, okay. Actually, I did. I guess I looked on the app. Let me price it out now, because oh god, 13-inch 1 terabyte Wi-Fi cellular.
That's oh god, so it's oh no. I got the what did I get? I did get the Wi-Fi and cellular, but the 11-inch 256 gig. Just because 64 seems silly now.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, I mean that's what I gotta. Maybe I should do my test before my iMovie test before I order this, but
I guess the next time we record, I will have a new iPad and I'm going to test it out with my monitor and all of the dongles, including the USB-C standard dongles I have now. And I'm really interested to see how they work, especially the Apple official ones.
I was just going to go the day of because I don't have a job, and so I can go as I need and be the guy who's standing in front of the line and being like, high five everyone as I go. No, just kidding. Last time I almost got to talk to iJustine, so that was, but didn't. Cool story, Matthew.
She. One time I was in line with Phil Schiller, but I didn't say anything.
Hopefully I'll be able to get my iPad then too, and we'll see, but that's going to be a test. I'm going to have to run to the Apple store first thing.
Get on that booster board and go. Go, go, go.
I don't know if I want to skate back carrying an iPad. Just fall off and break it, and there goes all that money. Right before we go, did you ever see the video from like 5 years ago of a guy who carries around an iMac box filled with broken glass and then like trips and pretends like he drops the computer?
That is
so
beautiful.
It's like he's like at a mall and like drops what looks like a brand new computer down like a staircase and is like, oh my god. And people are like, dude, you are so, it's so good. I'll put that in the show notes.
Yes. Oh man. Well, thank you also thank you to everybody who has been enjoying my dumb prank shortcuts that I've been making.
Keep them coming.
Oh, what a stupid thing. It really motivates me to try something useful. I don't think I'm going to have this done by next week, but I'm wondering if I can make shortcuts that trigger stuff for my entire day. I'm probably gonna be, I always say I'm gonna hit you up, but then I have like this sense of pride of I'm gonna do this myself, but I know that I will not be able to do this one myself.
Start it and then send it to me and I'll help you from there, because that's, I've been doing that especially on Twitter. Today I was like answering people's questions and just telling them what to do and not changing it for them, and it's like I want to see if you can build this, because it's like the point isn't to, like, okay, the point for people is to get the shortcut, but eventually you want to be able to learn how to build them, and then you can build it yourself. And it's not like I don't want to help, but it is, learning that skill is super valuable and will only be more valuable as they add more and more stuff.
You're not giving a nerd a supercomputer. You're teaching a nerd to build a supercomputer for themselves. I'm not proud of what you said.
I actually thought of that fish analogy the other day. I was like, that is a good point, because it is just me giving you the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, dude. You want one more thing. Like, and I showed you specifically in the video how to solve that problem. Like, you should
do
be
your
able to
homework.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a whole homework schedule.
I, I need to go pack. Oh, if anybody's at Patreon, please come say hello, because that is where I will be for the next few days. Matthew, where can people find you?
They can find me on YouTube. I'm going to say hopefully by searching Siri Shortcuts, and then I'm just going to wing it there. And then on Twitter as at Matt Cassinelli, C-A-S-S-I-N-E-L-L-I, if you can't spell my last name.
Oh, you do indeed show up. You have to scroll a bit.
Damn it.
But
come on.
No, you're not the first. So you're not the first one, but the first ones, you don't want to be there. I tweaks. Is that what it? That's a the four is an A. I see. Oh boy. Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have a couple more followers than me.
But you're right after Mac Rumors.
Oh yeah, there it is, number five. I'll take that.
Oh, Chris Lawley beat you out.
Yeah, I mean, his, I totally saw that title, and I was like, yeah, that's way better. Like, the title thing is a very interesting problem I'm having now, because I, like, put the HomePod thing in there, and I was like, wait, I needed to rearrange it a little bit to put the HomePod further forward and stuff like that. And I was like, this totally changes the story. But did you see how I did the YouTube cutout with the faded background thing?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Classic. I should have made emphasis.
So
I know.
Much.
You can change the thumbnails. And so I will also take, it's like mine are way too busy right now, because like, it's nice to have the stuff on my desk for the shot, but then for the thumbnail, it's like, this is ridiculous. But I'm learning there too. So it's all a process. Alex, where can people find you?
Oh, at Alex. Well, you can find me watching Matthew's videos on YouTube, because they're very, very good, despite YouTube's algorithm for some reason pushing that one video to the top that, because you used all caps. That's why. And you can also find me on Twitter at Alex Cox, spelled C-O-X, not the other way. Okay, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds. How you doing?
Good. I think we should get right into it.
Okay.
Because I have feelings.
Okay. I've got an espresso, so gonna try to stay hyped. Did you say why?
No, I don't know what noise I made, but it was a noise. It sure was a noise that I made. Yeah.